You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you so much for joining us today. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but also from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too. Ancient means remembering our core, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves, that we can be our higher selves. The theme for this particular series is vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And we call on the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Marianne Savino is a starseed, empathic channel, sonic alchemist, womb priestess, temple dancer, and chantress who has traveled throughout the U.S. and internationally studying and teaching feminine temple arts of sacred dance and sound for over 22 years. She is an activator for vibrational sound codes known as the language of light and sacred dance transmissions of Shekinah, Shakti rhythms, and pleasurable embodiment. These sacred pathways of the Divine Mother have activated in her unique frequencies of multidimensional light codes to awaken and embody consciousness and have been very empowering for the enhancement of others. She's an educator and guide for the spiritual evolutionary journey known as the Ascension Process, where she assists others to awaken their authentic power and to help them align with their divine purpose and live with passion. Marianne experienced trauma with tragedy as a child and had a direct bout with cancer in 2005 and was previously diagnosed with debilitating fibromyalgia that left her bedridden for months at a time. These challenges have instilled in her a deep dedication to help others overcome their traumas and health challenges. She continues to awaken and grow spiritually and is on an empowering and transformative journey of self-discovery, self-love, and self-mastery. Welcome, Marianne. Amazing. Great to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Ian. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really honored and so blessed to be here to share, and it's very exciting. It's exciting times that we're in.
Yeah, exciting times. And you were mentioning that because the energies and all the alignments of the energies and the planets and the eclipses, it's a very, very powerful time. So later on, I'll be asking you to maybe help everyone navigate some of these times that we're experiencing right now and help everyone make sense of them. But I'll ask you that in just a little while.
Mm.
Beautiful. So everyone, Marianne's going to be talking about womb alchemy, higher consciousness, and the new 5D earth. You'll experience how to clear energy blockages and core wound imprints. You'll awaken womb consciousness for divine alignment and empowerment. You'll be able to heal and transform trauma from your ancestral lineages, and how to deepen your womb heart connection with Mother Earth and the great cosmic Mother Father God for embodiment into love. Plus, Marianne will be taking live questions, so make sure that you press star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask a question. So star 2 to raise your hand, or put your question along with your name in the question box, and we'll get to as many as we can. And then Marianne will also do a womb hara transmission code in the language of light to assist us with ascension and our soul's growth. So there'll be a process at the end and some more transmissions throughout the call. So it's going to be a wonderful experience for everyone. So again, amazing having you here. I gave your kind of formal introduction. But for those people who haven't worked with you yet, or maybe they don't know you as well as others, maybe in your own words, would you mind sharing a little bit about your background, just to give people a sense of who you are and what gifts you have?
Oh, sure. Well, I've been on this path since I'm very young, actually, and what led me to the path was a trauma with tragedy that I endured as a toddler. And I started to question everything about life and why do terrible things happen to, you know, to good people, and what's the reason, what's the purpose of all of this. So I began to seek and quest and wanted to know as much as I could. And the journey has been at times quite challenging, but very rewarding in many ways. I guess through having had all these experiences, my yearning, the deepest feeling I have, is to want to help others. But it's not so much about that I'm the one doing the healing, because it's not the way it works. I feel that I like to be a catalyst. I see myself as an inspiration to others, to help people find their own wisdom and their own beautiful gifts, because the truth is nobody is you. You know, we each have our own uniqueness. And the greatest power we have is that we are unique. We just don't realize it sometimes. And sometimes we have to be reminded through challenges. And I guess for me, the way is to, how do you turn the trauma or the challenge into transformation and then receive the gifts? So that's really what I'm thriving for and living to do. And it's been a powerful, powerful journey. It's very exciting and unique and interesting.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing that. So looking your own soul's purpose, was there something primary that led you to work in your particular field of modality with the sacred divine feminine?
Actually, yes. You know, what led me on this quest for the divine, whether it be, you know, certainly connecting more to the divine mother, but I do believe that we can't be whole and complete without the divine masculine as well. So it was really about learning, or I should say, remembering that we have these frequencies of both masculine and feminine within us, whether we are physically a man or a woman, it does not matter. We have to balance and utilize both frequencies. And for me, I believe what led me on to the path of the divine feminine mother frequency was that I had been living mostly from a male-dominated energy most of my life, certainly my younger life. And that was because I had experienced trauma with tragedy when I was 2 years of age, with my father's death. My father was murdered when I was two, and it devastated my family. So I wanted to know, okay, like I said, what is this about? Why did such a terrible thing have to happen? And how am I ever going to live my life and be okay? And that's when I started to really go on the quest and, you know, asked all kinds of questions and connected to spirit in many incredible ways that I didn't even think were possible. But you don't realize it until you're on the path and you start to unfold from within. And so, you know, a lot of times we're outside of ourselves looking for the answers, and it finally came to me and I thought, this is not about looking outside, even though, yes, there are wonderful teachers and books and classes and things we can take, and, you know, this is all important, it's all part of it, but it was really about turning inward and unfolding from within. And that is the way I do my work. And my path is about unfolding from within so that we can bring out our own special essence of who we are as a divine being out into the world and make the greater whole come into this place of really pure love. Because that's who we really are. We are pure love, but we've forgotten. And now we're remembering.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we have this amazing divine mother energy. And you know, all of us, I think, you know, have maybe our own subtle variations on how we look at divine mother, the great, beautiful divine mother. So nurturing, but so many other things as well. you know, the Divine Mother who is nurturing, but also will discipline us and make sure that her children are not just, you know, straying too far or left to our own devices, always there to pull us back in to her bosom, really.
Yes.
You do a lot of work with what you call womb alchemy. And,
yes.
You know, the topic is womb alchemy, higher consciousness. So how does womb alchemy and higher consciousness, what's the connection there between the two?
Okay, well, to me, womb alchemy is about transformation. You know, in most cultures, the ancient cultures knew that the womb was not just a place to birth children, that we, you know, we're not talking about just the reproductive organs of man or woman. It, yes, we each have our own healing that needs to be done, you know, in that area, but it's the greater womb of the universe. And I believe that this spiritual evolutionary journey that we're all experiencing, whether some people realize it or not, this higher consciousness into the new 5D Earth is a total rebirth of not ascending out of our bodies, because I think we're too much out of our bodies. So womb alchemy is about coming home to our bodies and honoring everything inside of us, especially the parts that we've denied, that we've abandoned, that we've pushed away, the shadow aspects, you know, the inner child who is petrified and wounded and does not know how to be okay or how to heal because he or she was not taught. So ascension, this journey of ascending, I feel, is really about a descending of our higher light that we have forgotten, that is already whole, that is within us, is to come home and revisit the places that hurt, that feel pain, that feel fear, you know, to embrace all of the feelings, not just the good, fluffy, joyful, happy stuff, but as I said, the shadow aspects that are struggling, the pain, the worry, the anger, the rage that it's not acceptable to, oh my gosh, you don't want to be angry because that's just negative. No, it isn't. It's not. It's a human experience of feeling. Anger is powerful. It's not so much about the anger itself. It's what you do with it. So womb alchemy, I feel it in my own personal experience as bringing the womb, and not just, again, the physical womb, it's the womb consciousness of the Divine Mother, mm-hmm. bringing that essence of heart and womb back into unison because we've been cut off. Not just women, but men too. Men are just as oppressed and wounded as women, and it's not acceptable. You know, oh, you're a man. Don't cry. You know, don't feel. You're not emotional. Women are emotional. Well, yeah, we are the more predominantly emotional of the two, but men have a feminine aspect that needs to be experienced and expressed, and women need to also honor their masculine. So womb alchemy is about the unison, the sacred union of your own male-female energy, so that when you merge them and marry them and come into that harmony through the challenges, not just through the fun stuff, but the actual struggles and challenges. That's, to me, the greatest piece. It's very important that we honor all of it.
So in this time where I think a lot of us, a lot of certainly the community that's listening here, the reason why people are here is to hear ways that they can either identify with or resonate with to help them on their own journey. Would you say that by hiding away from or, you know, denying and pushing away, and as you mentioned, those aspects of ourselves that are not quote unquote in the light, you know, the shadow side, by turning away from those aspects, are we hindering or slowing down our own ascension process?
Yes, we absolutely are. And I don't want people to feel badly about that if they are turning away, because I turned away many times out of fear and out of not being educated. We're not taught that the shadow is okay. That, you know, to me, shadow is also God frequency. It might be a little bit lower than the pure light, but it is still God. And, you know, to me, you know, shadow work, the inner child healing, this is where you go to the core wound imprint. And really, our deepest wounds are what we're most afraid of facing. And having to go into the feeling and really sit with what we've been avoiding, that is not so easy for us. And so that resistance that we have keeps those old programmed patterns and imprints locked inside. And then when we have, you know, the courage and the strength to go in and face them, then we can set them free, and then our lives can change for the better. And, you know, I realize that even if we can't heal the wound 100%, because I know that I have not healed all of my wounds. There's absolutely no way. There are times you think you have when you have these epiphanies. Oh, wow, I finally healed this. Yay. And then the next thing you know, it's come back with a vengeance. Well, you know, I really believe that if we can learn or remember to live with the wounds, the traumas, whatever the challenge may be, but don't let it become your identity. Love yourself right where you are, because you're not the wound. You're not the trauma that happened to you. It's something that happened, I believe, for your soul's growth. You know, and we are meant to come into connection to our own bodies, to each other, to nature, to the elements, to the cosmos. Everything is connected, but we have forgotten. And so, you know, this is an important time on the planet to embrace your shadow, to bring that shadow aspect into your heart, because the shadow is like a little orphan being that's been waiting for you to pay attention, to please love me. You know, I'm alone here. I'm frightened. I'm scared. Nobody's paying attention to me. This is so vital right now. And I believe ascension is really ushering us to find our light. And what better way than through the shadow?
Yeah. It's so hard sometimes. The pain is...
Yeah,
it's hard to face the pain. And, you know, to put it in a, you know, in a humanistic term, you know, we as humans, we often approach things with a risk reward, concept behind that. So how much risk am I at? And then what's the reward on the other side? So, you know, maybe you could shed some light on what some of the rewards are. And I don't mean to, you know, minimize the process at all by using the word reward. It's not like from a selfish perspective. I'm just trying to frame this in a context.
No. Of course.
What's on the other side? You know, if we're able to, you know, confront that pain or, move beyond some of the egoic tendencies that we have even around some of these issues that are really enmeshed in our lives in many cases, what's on the other side? Can you share with people what some of the results would be, or, you know, what people can possibly experience or look forward to?
Sure, because you see, the egoic mind is not comfortable with change. It wants to stay in the comfort zone. It doesn't know anything but being, you can't be powerful and incredible. You have to stay right where you are, because you're not able to do that. You have to stay like this. This is it. Keep yourself small. You know, don't stand out. Don't shine your light. This is just an old programming that we've learned. And the other side of that, you know, a lot of times I see it as it's so unpredictable, this journey. We have no idea what's on the other side, but until we start to embrace, like you said, the pain, the fear, it can be very scary. But in my own personal experience, and I like to use my experience because that's the best teaching, in the darkest night, and my darkest night was basically after having been diagnosed with cancer, and it was at a time where I thought for sure I was not going to make it. And I thought to myself, wow, because before the diagnosis, I was feeling like I wasn't meant to be here, like I felt like I was dying. And I said, I don't understand this. I don't feel suicidal, but I feel like I'm dying. What I did not know at that time, and I figured it out later, that was my ego. And my light was infusing the shadow aspect of the ego to bring me up to my next level, but I was resisting it because I was too frightened. So on the other side, when I realized, wait a second, I'm not leaving. There's too much here for me. I came here to enjoy the beauty of Mother Earth, to help Mother Earth during this transition into the fifth dimension, which is that of the most purest love. There are times where we will struggle, but on the other side of struggle, we can have joy, and we don't have to wait to ascend, because we are ascending. This is it. We are in this journey. So the other side has magical gifts, things that we aren't even aware of. I always wanted to be a singer, my mother, and a dancer, and my mother would not let me. So later on in life, as I became, you know, a young adult, I started to venture into these areas where, you know, the fear came up. No, you're not good enough. Forget it. You're getting too old now. It's not possible. You can't do this. Well, I'm so glad I didn't listen to that voice, because I began studying and learning and remembering these incredible temple dances. But if I had not pushed through that voice that said, no, 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 my dear, you can't do that. Forget it. I would have been stuck and limited and small. And the way I like to work with the womb alchemy is get a clear picture of what it is that really yearns in your heart. Like, what do you really feel connected to that brings you joy, that really brings that incredible blissfulness? And I always like have clients and students, you know, make a little map, you know, and start to kind of put in the pieces that you're ordering from, like order like a menu. It's like a menu from the universe. I'm putting my order into the universe now, and you tell the universe what it is that you wish to experience. And you get very clear about that. And you say, I'm ready for this now, because magical opportunities are here for us. I use different tools. I've created my Ascension Toolbox, and I use anything from aromatherapy to sound vibration to yoga and dance to flower remedies and just a host of other things, even tarot cards. I like to explore. I'm very much about variety. I love exploring, but I narrow down what do I feel the most comfortable and what is the most that I feel is just me. And then I start to take those pieces and then I start to explore. Because I know it can sometimes be scary to try something new, but we have to try, because on the other side is beautiful magic and miracles. And if we don't try, we won't know. I don't know if I answered your question properly, but I can elaborate if there's something else.
No, that's it flowed quite nicely.
Okay.
So you've got this Ascension Toolbox where you have all these amazing tools. So do they all fit within the overall concept or process of womb alchemy? So when you work with clients, is there a specific process that you follow, or how does that work when you work with clients, under the utilizing womb alchemy?
Okay, well, I study what I call the feminine temple art. And it's not just for women, just because the word feminine is there. It's for men and women. And these were, in the ancient times, the priestesses from the temples were trained and highly skilled in various forms of healing. So they used anything from, chanting and dancing and sound vibration and flower and crystal essences, crystals for healing, herbal remedies and tonics. They were seers. They used oracle cards and tarot cards. So, I think it's really important for people to kind of make a list of what are the things that you feel comfortable with. What do you feel drawn to? What does your soul feel drawn to? Because if you start thinking in the mind, again, the mind, I'm not saying the mind doesn't have its purpose, because it does, but it can't run the show, and it's been running the show for far too long. If we could drop out of the mind, down into the heart, and deep into the soul, then it reverses. The soul leads the way, the heart follows the soul, and the mind follows the heart. When we start to do that, I don't believe in formulas. I think each person has, again, their own unique vibration. So I like to ask specific questions. I like people to tell me about themselves. And based on that and my own intuitive guidance, that's usually how I work with a client or a student. And I'll ask them, what are you drawn to? What are the practices or modalities that you really feel amazed with? And I take it from there, because I think that's the best way to start. Nobody can tell you what's best for you. We just don't trust our own power. So we go outside of ourselves. I don't like to tell people how or what to do. I like to create and hold a sacred space. So I like to definitely create some beautiful sacred space of energy, hold that space with conscious, clear intention and unconditional love, and from that place, that is how I assist others.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, we've got people who want to ask some questions. Why don't we do this first? Does it feel good to you, Marianne, to do a transmission before we get to the phones?
Sure. I'd like to do one right now. And this transmission is the language from the language of light, and the language of light is the language of the soul that speaks through the heart. Even though it's coming out of my mouth, it really is soul codes of frequency that are within the cosmos but deep inside of our own DNA. So what I'd like to do, this particular one, I'm getting guided for clearing any energy blockages or core wound imprints that are keeping us limited. So with that, if we close our eyes and just take some nice gentle breaths in and out in your own rhythm, all you have to do is receive. Amur kashe alaya rakatuya ma mea kome bese alaya shatama. Aluvai karum bakuru maselaya niya shalaya rakoturum bakaya mazeja zarekiarala. Alulaya rama akuma sheya. Karuma sanaya seteya lakuru beshetakuru bakim yaru balea kata. Anuselamo Jezaru Kasuturum Bakupe Vasa Hieshata. Ekomo Abugagoya Seayalo Makurum Bashi Alayata. Anunea vala kurumbakia masore ya mashia taya la mora makataru kasu.
at ushal aneaya, amuira kata rushe kata ishte alaya, alula karuma ubakuruma, barukotsoro shetokoye sheyatata, arakata, 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 arakata. And breathe. And relax. And soften. And allow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that transmission, for sharing, for sending that to the group.
My pleasure.
All right, let's go to the phones and let's speak to some people.
Okay,
so
I'd love
go.
That.
Okay, Old Saybrook, Connecticut. 1770 is the last four digits of your phone number.
Hi.
Old Saybrook. Hi, welcome.
Yes. Hello. I was guided to get on this call. Just
welcome.
Wanted to
thank
hear
you.
Anything about the subject matter. Yes. Okay. Would you want questions? What would you like to ask?
Well, you
me?
Can ask anything that you want, would like to know about. I'll do my best to answer as best I can. What would you like to know?
Wonderful subject matter. Feminine power. Yeah, you can talk more about that. But also, while I was listening, I'm in my yard picking berries and surrounded by my herbs, and the birds were chirping so loud. And as soon as Ian picked the birds stopped chirping. I don't know what that's about, but anyhow. But what resonated with me was all of it, but definitely have remembrances and also even this lifetime of being that high priestess, and also just herbs and natural things and healing and all that kind of stuff you brought up. That would sell me, especially more in the 70s, maybe now, but yes.
I have to tell you, as you mentioned that, I was hearing from my guides that you were a womb priestess in the ancient temple of Greece and Rome, and also in Egypt. And I also pick up Bali. And so your connection to the earth, yeah, you're very connected to the earth, and you're very connected to Mother Gaia. And you have a lot of beautiful gifts in you, a lot to share. And you're remembering, working with herbs, plant medicine is very powerful. Do you do anything with herbs? Do you make tinctures or teas or anything
for
like
me,
that?
For me, yes. Yes, and sometimes I'll share with others, but not as a large, yes, I do. Yeah, just for me.
Yeah, because
I
picked that up for you, that you're really connected to nature and herbs, and it's a beautiful path for you. Whether you want to just do it for yourself and friends, or if you want to take it further and help your community, it's a wonderful path for you.
Well, thank you. That's
you're
nice.
You're welcome.
To know that. Yeah, and I'm glad it's kind of really getting popular again. I mean, I was very into it in the 70s, and then it just sort of like, but it's sort of really taking on again. So, but yeah, I appreciate that information. And if I'm in the power, when you want to talk more about that when you get back to talking or something, that
would
like to hear more about that.
Our feminine power is, there are different aspects of the feminine. And you have, if you look at Mother Kuan Yin or Mother Mary, the beautiful, gentle, loving, compassionate, soft Mother of Mercy, and then you have the wrathful Kali and Pele and Sekhmet, and that is the powerful frequency of the chaotic energies to really shake and stir things up. And we really need both of those energies to balance our feminine. It's not always about being soft and lovely and sweet, even though that is important and loving and compassionate. We need that powerful force of the chaos and that strength to really come in. It's like when you look at nature and we have, for instance, a tsunami or an earthquake or fires burning or flooding. This is Mother, doing her part to clear the old energies. So that essence of feminine power, we absolutely, and it's not just for women, men also, you know, we need the balance. So this is what I see as our feminine power has both of those energies, those sides to her. And it's important to honor and embrace both. Yes, I hope that helped.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Thanks so much.
I just, this whole subject matter I love. Thank you, Ian.
You're very welcome, dear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. All right, thanks for that. Let's go to Romania. We're going to go to Romania because, gosh, it's probably like 2 a.m. there. So, someone stayed awake. Ekaterina.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi there.
Welcome.
What is your name?
Ekaterina is my name.
Katarina. Welcome, Katarina.
Thank you. So, what I'm experiencing is the inability to feel physical pleasure. Also, in this lifetime, I've never had any orgasm. So I was wondering if you have any insights with that.
Okay. This is a topic that I actually do talk about, you know, with clients and students. And a lot of times when we're unable to have orgasm, there's usually an underlying fear or shame or some kind of pain that's going on emotionally that maybe you haven't addressed. May I ask your age, if that's okay?
Yes, of course. It's 27.
Okay, so you're fairly young. And don't feel badly about not having had that. You know, you haven't reached orgasm. You know, you're so brave and beautiful to even bring up this topic and to share this. I just want to honor you for that and thank you. You know, I can tell you, because now I'm postmenopausal, so I've been through the whole gamut. I will tell you that one powerful way to get our sensual pleasure flowing and our juiciness to come alive from our beautiful second chakra is to dance, to move our bodies, to touch our bodies in loving ways. I do a lot of self-care massage on my womb. I teach women to massage their own bellies, their own wombs. I also believe that the dance will open up the chakras and the energy field to help bring up the imprint of shame and trauma and pain so that you can address them and work with them. And it's not something that's going to happen overnight. So we have layers that we have to undo. But in the process of revisiting the part of you, like, you know, maybe you feel some shame there or like, why can't I have an orgasm? You know, I always recommend for women that haven't had orgasms to at least, you know, to start with nurturing your own body. Touch your own body lovingly. Starting from the belly, from the womb, from the heart, and even going down into the vagina and actually starting to nurture with lots of love and care. And I recommend doing massage inside with some coconut oil if you have. There are some flower remedies that also will help open. Any flowers connected to second chakra, any orange-colored flowers, and especially orange or tangerine oil is real. Tangerine oil is more for the inner child wounds, and the orange essential oil is more for the adult. So you can get some of those essential oils and rub it on the outer womb, on the outside of your belly in the second chakra below the navel, a few inches below the navel. And I would start with that, trying to see what else I pick up for you. I mean, there are some imprints there that are in need of coming up to heal. And I think if you start with some beautiful dance, put on some like lovely sensual music. It could be from India or Egypt, like a, you know, maybe a belly dance type music, sensual, fiery music. Put on some music, let your body start to move your hips, really get into the hip area, opening up the chest, opening up the heart, letting the arms really just kind of flow. Let that fluid energy move through you, because it feels like there could be some blockage there of fear. And it's not like you have to do this all at once. You can start very gently and very lovingly and turn within to your own body and your own soul and your own beautiful feminine organs and bless your body. You know, really, you know, go into your beautiful essence of your own divine feminine and start to love the parts of you, even love the part of you that hasn't had an orgasm. Ask your body, ask your own beautiful wisdom, please show me how to open up to pleasure and joy and bliss. And place your hands on your womb and on your heart every day. And keep asking for wisdom and guidance, because it's there. You don't have to look outside of yourself. You have it within you. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Katarina. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Much love to you.
Lots of love.
Yeah. Beautiful. And we haven't shared this yet, but people do have an opportunity to work with you. And I'm going to guess that some of what you're telling and explaining now could be covered, as well as the deeper work of the where you do the clearings and remove the traumas and identify the traumas, remove the traumas, blockages, and things like that. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely, yes. And
okay.
The packages that we're offering, yes, you can, whether you get the first package or the second package, both packages will give you opportunities for that. Absolutely.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, and I can really hear that there's that caring. I mean, everyone listening can really hear that caring and that I don't want to say the word is conviction, but that really there's a connection to the person that you're speaking with a really deep desire to really help them through whatever they're going through, and that's really evident. You can hear that not only in your words,
so
but you can really feel that vibration. So thank you so much.
Goodness, you're going to make
yeah.
me cry. Thank
yeah.
you. That's so sweet. I really am glad that you can feel that, because that really is my intention. I feel that no matter what trauma we've experienced, by loving ourselves and going back to the parts that I said we denied, we really can create magical miracles. You know, it's a time where we get to really bring those imprints up to the surface. And it may not always feel comfortable, but so much is possible. There's infinite possibilities and opportunities if we can just take one small step. We don't have to go in and charge in and say, oh my God, I'm going to heal all this now. It's not about that. Sometimes the healing is just by holding ourselves right where we are and to remember to forgive ourselves, you know, for forgetting that we are a divine being in a human body. That's why our souls came to the earth. We chose to be here at this time of ascension so that we can remember who we really are, to have these incredible experiences. The only way the soul can really grow is through experience.
Yeah.
And that is our greatest teaching, is through experience. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we will have the experiences. We will emerge. And at some point, we will become enlightened and liberate. But the question is it this lifetime, or is it when will that be? And you know, when we're able to have someone like you to help us work through, we'll shine the light and then work through these issues and challenges, we can accelerate that transformation. And
I totally agree. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's plenty of questions on the web. Let me take a couple of questions from the web quickly.
Okay.
So Emily Rose from Mount Victoria, she writes in, she says, "Hello, Marianne. I have pain in my womb since childhood." So it sounds like physical pain. Helped a lot. "I'd love a reading to know what else I can do for the special place that I'm now claiming back as my creative center. Thank you."
Well, the first thing I always recommend, if there's any kind of physical pain in our reproductive organs and area, always get checked by a healthcare provider first, because you want to make sure that you're healthy in the physical sense, because we don't always know until we get checked. I believe that we have these womb, what I call womb codes of consciousness, and in the horror for the gentlemen, not just for women. And we are both, man and woman, come from the womb, so it's not only about that, but there are opportunities to open up to the beautiful creative flow of energy. And when we have a physical pain, let's say, usually a physical pain is a result of something deeply emotional. And I'm just tuning in for her, and I'm trying to see what's coming up. There's some shame and fear, not being nurtured, wanting to really open up to this incredible magnificence. Your soul is guiding you. You're beautiful. You have a lot of beautiful guides and beings and divine mother essence around you. And this is important because they're telling me to tell you, you're doing such a beautiful job. You really are shining your light. And the fear is just an old energy. It's not you. The pain is an old energy. It's coming up to be healed, to be addressed, to be witnessed. It wants to have a voice. It wants to express and experience what you're feeling. It's much deeper. It's also the heart and her throat chakra. So I feel it's second chakra, fourth chakra, and fifth chakra is wanting to come into balance. And I would recommend in meditation going in and just entering all three of those chakras and see what comes up for you. Get a journal out, begin to write, go into the area of the pain and talk to the pain. Tell the pain that you're safe, that you're so loved. You were born as love. You are love in my body. And I feel you. I believe in you. You are precious and so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's take this time now, Marianne, if it works for you, to tell people about how they can work with you, and then we'll get back and do a few more readings as well as that transmission at the end.
Okay.
But let's tell people how they can work with you and what's included in the womb alchemy program. So let me just tell people
packages,
how to find that.
Yeah,
exactly,
absolutely.
In the package. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page and you're looking at Marianne's photograph, just below her photograph on the left there, you'll see the orange special offer button. And just click that button. And that will take you to the offer page that Marianne has for everyone today. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you would type in, if you want to follow along, type in WOTA, that's WOTASummit.com, WOTASummit.com/Marianne. Let me spell that, MARYANNE. So MARYANNE. So WOTASummit.com/Marianne. And you can follow along visually. And so, Marianne, if you wouldn't mind taking people through the two packages that you have. And I think people are going to be very intrigued by how they can really work with you privately as well. So let people know how they can do that.
Yeah, well, the first package includes three MP3s, a PDF file of different practices, you know, Womb Hara alchemy practices, and a 30-minute Womb Hara blessing and transmission by phone or Skype. It's usually valued at about $150, $160, but the special offer price is $97, and that's really a great, great deal. And you can get a lot out of that because of the 30-minute Womb Hara blessing and transmission. Besides the other goodies in there, you really will get quite a bit out of that. And then the second package includes all of that, but it also includes a 75-minute private session for ascension support, and that would include more womb alchemy if you need to go deeper, and that's by phone or Skype as well. It's valued at $200, but it's valued at $200, but the special price for both packages would be $240 and valued originally at $350. So you're getting quite a bit. We can go a lot deeper with package two, but in the first package you will get enough to certainly get started. And it gives you the PDF and the MP3s. You can keep using that over and over again. It's the kind of thing that you'll just deepen in over time. So it really gives you great benefit and lots of good experiences, hopefully. I know it has for me, so it's exciting.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to take you a little bit deeper into each of these items, if you don't mind. And there might be some people who are not looking at the page. And so they're not able to read what's there, although maybe they'll see it later tonight when they get back to the computer. But there's three guided journeys. So they're light language transmissions. They're for different things. One is for harmony and wholeness. The other one's for balancing masculine and feminine. And the other one is for peace, love, and oneness. Is there anything that you'd like to add around those specific light language transmissions that people are going to receive?
The first one is an inner family union. So it's a guided journey that includes the light language to bring you into harmony and wholeness in your life. And then the second MP3 is the solar lunar infinity light meditation. And that's a guided journey as well that includes light language for balancing the male and female energies. MP3-3 is a divine alignment to the 5D ascension and the new earth grid. And it's a light language transmission that brings you into peace, love, and oneness. It also helps awaken and align you with your own divine intelligence and connect you with the new light matrix of the 5D Earth and beyond. So that's, you know, and then, of course, the PDF file has a number of womb alchemy practices that are pretty self-explanatory, that are really, really wonderful, and I know you'll get great benefit out of it. So there's anything in there from, you know, different flower remedies and spiritual bathing, different crystals and different types of oils to use. There's, a self-inquiry shadow work exercise that goes in to help you to access those parts of you that might be keeping you limited. So it goes into a lot of self-loving and a lot of self-care. I really love it. It's very juicy and wonderful. I'm excited, and I hope you all join in and take that package because I know you're going to love it.
Right, and that's like the toolbox. You know, that's part of the toolbox that we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I know people are looking at this going, wow, in package A, I can get a 30-minute blessing and transmission, either phone or Skype, so with Marianne. Is that right? So 30 minutes, phone or Skype, working with you.
Yes.
So firstly, tell us a little bit more about what happens in that 30-minute session. And then secondly, if you don't mind, I know that you can go a lot deeper, obviously, in the next private session, the 75-minute session.
Definitely.
So, but then once you've told us about the 30, give us a little bit more depth around some of the benefits and what people might expect once they've had that really longer session with you.
Okay. Well, the 30-minute Womhara blessing and transmission is more about you have to come in with a conscious, clear intention, and then I tune in to your energy and what your intention is, and I call in the frequencies of light. And I begin to transmit these frequencies into your intention for you to experience. And it continues to work even after it's been completed. So that's the beauty of it. And it's not so much about a lot of information, although there will be some messages if need be. If you have a question or two, I'm happy to add that in as well. So that's totally fine. And then the 75-minute session is really a much deeper session because you're going in to really dissolve, you know, as best you can. You know, I'm going to do my best to help you, the energy distortions and the trauma imprints. So it turns the wounds into wisdom. And I use a lot of sonic alchemy with my voice, and I sometimes bring in other instruments like crystal singing bowls. It brings you into more of an awareness for healing and deep transformation, and it gives you some guidance and support through this ascension journey so that it brings you into divine alignment with your multidimensional self. So we really want to embody our light, and that second package really goes much deeper. And if you have specific questions, sometimes I can also bring in my oracle cards if you want to go into something very detailed, and I will bring that out as well. So it's really, you know, a great way to go in and start the process of transformation and to embody your light. It's really about coming back to your body and coming home to that place of your multidimensional self in your body.
Mm. Yeah, 75 minutes, that's very, very generous. You know, usually it's going to be quite a bit less than that in terms of time, but you offering 75 minutes, there's a tremendous amount of work that can be done. And, you know, I know I identify as male, and I am actually male. And I know that there's been so much atrocity committed at the hands of males, at men over time.
And
that is carried forward lifetime over lifetime. Now, in this lifetime, I'm a man. I could have been a woman in a previous lifetime. You know, I get that. But in this lifetime, I'm a man. And in this lifetime, a lot of women are still carrying forth the trauma that has been caused and inflicted upon them by men.
That's
and
correct.
I'm just getting a real sense that, you know, because of your not just your background, but the way you approach things, you'd be the perfect or ideal person to help a lot of women move past and heal some of that trauma, the sexual trauma, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse.
And there are men who've also been abused, and they need our help and our love just as much. As a matter of fact, you know, this is something I wanted to mention earlier, and I think it's really important now that you're bringing this up. You know, whatever, for instance, we look at our grandparents and our great-grandparents, whatever traumas that they did not heal, like, for instance, our great-grandparents, whatever they did not heal gets imprinted onto our grandparents, both paternal and maternal. Then that gets imprinted onto our parents, and if they didn't heal it, we then get those imprints, both men and women. And we're carrying these imprints, and then, of course, if we decide to have children, whatever we haven't healed is going to go into our children. So the key here is to really consciously conceive and gestate and birth the babies that are coming into the world with nurturing and loving care, because, you know, how we were conceived and gestated and birthed out of our mother's wombs and nurtured and cared for in our childhood has a deeply profound effect on all of us. You know, any traumas and past hurts can have a deep effect on how we experience life and how we develop and what our future experiences will be, both for men and women. And, you know, yes, a lot has been done to women by men, but also there have been many men who have been harmed and abused, and they need love. We all need the, we all need the love. We all need to reconnect back to the love. And honestly, I believe we are already whole. We have just forgotten. And I believe this path of womb alchemy helps us stimulate our wholeness for healing, for transformation.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. What a wonderful, wonderful offer of time as well as the actual items in there. So everyone, package A is the three guided journeys that includes light language. Then you get the Womb Alchemy Practices PDF, which is like the toolbox that Marianne was talking about. You also get the 30-minute Womb Hara blessing and transmission. And then if you do option two, then you get all of that, plus you get 75 minutes with Marianne for that ascension support and the healing. So beautiful offer. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go back to the phones for a little while. Is that okay?
Okay, sure. That's totally fine.
Okay, so let's go to Millbury, Massachusetts. 6389 are the last four digits of the phone number. Millbury, Massachusetts.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My name's Marla.
Marla, welcome.
Glad. Hi, Marianne. Thank you, Ian. Yep.
Hi, you're welcome.
I'm very excited.
Hi.
I love the light language.
Thank you.
But I have a specific request. I have been wanting to play the Native American flute for a long time. And for reasons that are beyond me, I never can seem to get the time, or even if I do, I can't find a teacher because I'm on the East Coast. And so I've appealed to my guides to help me, but I'm thinking I might have a block here. And I'm wondering if you could pick anything up.
That's interesting. I keep hearing something about your voice. It's more about using your own voice first before you start to play the flute, to just explore your own vocal alchemy. It doesn't have to be about learning or knowing how to sing. It's not about that. This is about tapping in to speaking through your own vocal essence, but connecting that to the heart and your womb. And when you start to bring that out through your own voice and work with your breath, because breath is really important, and breathing in a way that's your own rhythm, not any control type of breathing, but a gentle, natural breathing rhythm. And when you start to do that, I think the flute is going to come through for you.
Oh, that's wonderful news. That means I'd have to relax.
That's right. Exactly. That's you. You have the perfect wisdom there. Relaxing is certainly the key.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Anything else, Marianne, that you can pick up?
I would start with that, and just relax, and just have faith, have trust. It's all about divine timing. And I feel it's coming. I feel that you can get started with that and doors will open up for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for the encouragement.
You're so welcome, Marla.
The wisdom.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks, Marla.
Much love.
So love to you. Okay, let's go to Charleston, South Carolina. 3986. Last four digits. Hi there.
Hello. Hello, this is Renata. How are you?
Hi, tell me your name again.
It's Renata.
Renata. Nice. Welcome.
Thank you very much for your call. I was wondering, I had a hysterectomy because of prolapse of the uterus.
Okay.
And even after the surgery, it looks like the prolapse is being, you know, created again. And I'm wondering if that has something to do with my work, because I spent a lot of time. I was taking care of my parents dying, and my mom, she's sick, she's Alzheimer's, and she lives shifts in Europe. And this year is not so much about that. It's more about putting the house together here. Our son is getting married. But it seems like I'm always having something instead to explore and go back and work. Because I was healing through depression, and it actually helped me to understand how our emotions are, you know, impacting our lives and how they can be used for the positive and for the positive growth. So it was a beautiful experience. But I feel like I'm always kind of postponing my career on hold. Yet on the other side, I feel like what I'm doing is at home right now, especially in healing the relationship with my husband, then I'm doing the right thing, but I'm kind of torn here. So if you can give me some guidance, I'd appreciate
that. When did you have the hysterectomy?
2008.
Okay, so it's been a while, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel that even though you no longer, was it a full hysterectomy?
I still have my ovaries.
Oh, you still have your ovaries. Well, the part of the, you know, the uterus not being there physically, there's still the spirit of the uterus. And I'm sensing for you that when you make that connection to the spirit of your uterus and to really go in and see what the wisdom is there for you, it's going to give you a lot of insight. That's the piece that's waiting.
Okay.
It wants to be acknowledged. And it's a creative area, and it's what holds our creativity. So when you go back to that area and to the spirit of your uterus and honor and love it and just give it what it needs, paying attention to it, asking for the wisdom to come through, I believe a lot of insight will come for you, and you will have more ease and more peace. And it may take some time, but I do feel that that's what's calling for you.
Okay. Okay. Mm. I think it has something to do with my mother, too.
With your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like,
there's a lot of shame and sadness there. And there was a lot of anger that never came out of her. And I believe it got imprinted onto you.
Yeah, I think
and
so too.
I know. I'm so sorry. But you're such a beautiful goddess. And you know something? That imprint, if you can go into your mother's essence with the imprint and your own beautiful essence and do what the Hawaiian people call ho'oponopono, where you just give love and gratitude and forgiveness, because this is going to heal you and your lineage from your mother. This is the piece that's been waiting for the healing. To really go in with deep, deep forgiveness and so much compassion for the part of you that's been feeling really lost, like I don't know what to do and when will this happen. To really just let that be what it is and just go in and just really just love that part of you. And give love to your mother and love to the anger. And let it have a voice through you, because you're the powerful one in your lineage who chose to do this beautiful work. You are a priestess from the ancient temples.
And that's basically what...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The wisdom is inside of you. Yeah, the wisdom is there waiting for you to acknowledge it, and that's when a deep healing is going to take place for you.
Okay. Okay.
Mm.
Thank you very much for the encouraging
words. You're so welcome. Mm-hmm. Much love to you, dear. Be well.
Thank you, Renata. Yeah.
Same to you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for those words for her.
No, you're welcome.
Well, Marianne, let's take the time now for you to take the community through that longer process, that transmission. If you can,
I have not only a transmission. This is going to be a womb blessing ritual. Now, for the gentlemen listening now, or perhaps later, the words are going to sound a little different, but we can kind of, let's see, adjust it a little bit. I'm just going to take a look and see. Okay. I'm going to offer this blessing as like a little bit of an affirmation kind of guided experience. And then when we finish that, I'm going to go right in with the light language transmission to follow it. So you can say this out loud to yourself or to yourself. It's entirely up to the individual. First, you're going to begin by getting comfortable. Close your eyes, relax, soften, and open. And you can repeat this out loud or keep it inside. It's totally fine. The womb is not a place to store fear, pain, or shame. My womb, the mother's womb, is a sacred vessel that creates and gives birth to life. The womb is not a place to store fear, pain, or shame. My womb, the mother's womb, is a sacred vessel that creates and gives birth to life. I release all fear so I may embrace freedom. I release all shame so that I may embrace love. I release all pain so that I may embrace joy. I release all anger so that I may embrace peace. I release all sadness so that I may embrace compassion. Take a nice breath in and out, gently in your own rhythm, and relax as you receive this beautiful sacred transmission of the womb Hara codes to restore you and to align you into your multidimensional embodiment.
Omala mo koko yashayama. Maraka movea ya la moru kataya me sarayashanyani anoi. Ishulal alupakuru ya tema ya la kurumba yasiana. Me kurumbe shataya kurumba seya neshaye. Alulai kia manu za tuturu neshalaya. Alo yera moro yahe, alo maro yane yahe yaho, kaye mayo de ato, alo le yahe. Alamoro huaye yahe, alole yane aselaya ho,
Amen. And blessed is. And breathe. And gently come back to normal waking consciousness. Rubbing your hands. Rubbing your hands over your arms and body. Shake out your hands. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Thank you.
Oh.
Beautiful. Ah, thank you so much for sharing that and transmitting that.
My pleasure.
Is there anything that's coming to you, Marianne? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you can come back and listen to these activations anytime, and they still continue to work. You know, they'll give you what you need as you need it. So it's not just a one-time thing. You can go back and listen to them, and it will be of help.
Yeah, beautiful.
I would like to add that if we can hold a moment in our hearts for all beings who are struggling, suffering, and in any kind of pain, and in particularly to our beautiful Mother Earth Gaia, that we hold the beautiful essence of unconditional love and deep, pure compassion from our hearts, that may the essence of each one of us, adding as a whole, in unison, ripple throughout ourselves, our beings, out into the rooms we're in, the dwellings that we're in, out into our communities, out into the cities, and states, and globally, and taking that and bringing it through us down into Mother Gaia, anchoring into the beauty of her soul and her womb and her heart, and then bringing that energy way up through the top of our crowns, up to the greater cosmic forces, like a fountain of love and light. And that energy will continue to ripple throughout each of us as we are the vessel, the bridge for heaven and earth to flow through us so that all beings can receive the love and healing and support that they need. And that is my prayer to each and every one of you and to all beings. And I'll close with that.
Thank you. Thank you. And everyone, I'll just make a gentle reminder that you can sign up to work directly with Marianne in either of the options. If you decide to do option A, you get 30 minutes with a womb and horror blessing and transmission. And then if you sign up for option B, you would get 75 minutes. So it's a 75-minute private session. So just feeling into, you know, the time you spent here with her today, listening, if it's in the replay, just feeling into, you know, some of the own, your maybe shadows or traumas in your own life, and just feel it into if this is something that you feel would really resonate and benefit you to have Marianne work with you to heal some of those, maybe some of those scars and distortions and traumas. And I just loved what she said. She said she transforms the wounds into wisdom. So just to transform the trauma and the tragedy into a portal for transformation. So just such a beautiful time we've had here with Marianne today. So thank you so much, Marianne, for being here. We appreciate your time and your wisdom and sharing all about womb alchemy with our community. So much love to you. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and it's been an honor. And Ian, thank you so much for having me on as a guest, and to each and every one of you listening and who will listen later, so much love and gentleness and kindness and care to each of you from my heart to yours. Lots of love, many blessings.
Yeah, thank you. I thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you for shining your lights. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones and all the guides who are here from all the realms supporting us. And we thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. So thank you, everyone. Much love to you all. See you again. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Lots of love.